views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. I'm really excited today for a few reasons. Happy Chinese New Year to everybody out there. There's a huge shift going on the planet when we like when it's Chinese New Year. It is also the year of the pig, which I am a pig. Doesn't sound too good that way when I say that, but I am. So it's always filled with fun. And I'm really, really excited today because we have our guest back in the energy realm and the energy realm. And I'm really excited because what we're going to do today is really explore more around the energy behind money. So people say to me all the time, they're like, Tracy, there's this whole talk around money and the energy around money and creation. And I just want to let you, because I got a lot of emails lately, so I'm going to say it right here. If we are doing a body regen class on money at the end of February, you can go to TracyLClark.com and see that's 4 weeks. And it's 8 hours of really understanding what is it, the block, where is the space, what is it with you, why don't you want to take charge of it? And this is what we're going to talk more about today, because we do function in that reality. I also want to encourage you, if you haven't gone to the website tonight, we're testing out a whole new system. So for the global online call for the Chinese New Year and the relationship energy that's coming in, we have it half price for you at TracyLClark.com. You can go to the attend and enjoy that with us, because we're really setting up for relationship. And this is the month to really catapult for relationship. But relationship with self comes first, then relationship with your people, your friends, and your money. And it's interesting. People say, well, I don't want to talk about that, or I want to reject that. And that's what we're going to get down to today. We're going to really talk about why it's important. And it's so important that we bring people to you, like Michael, as a financial advisor, to kind of let to see the other side, because he sees the resistance, he sees the blocks, he sees the hesitation. And I've seen it within each and every one of you, that whether you're calling in the show or whether you're working with me or in the group. So we want to expand this and create a new awareness for you today. And remember, guys, it's not about religion, it's about faith, it's about connecting, it's about, you might call it universe, divine, God, but you got to really get this relationship down pat in all areas. So with all of that, welcome, Michael. I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you, Tracy. It's so great to be back. I love being with you.
I know. We have so much fun in creation. And it's really important. Like, people say, why do you keep doing these shows? And I really find sometimes around this, and I want to talk about this with the energy, because as an advisor, and it's really important to me that people understand. I find that when people are not wanting to understand how to become partners with their financial means, and partners with their partners, and also their connection, and they go, well, you know, I'm spiritual, so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to talk about money, I don't want anything to do with money, because that's not love, which, no, that's just rejection of life, because we need it. What do you find with your clients when they come in? Because obviously it's a different, obviously different realm. You're very connected. You're very spiritual. You're connected to God in that way. And what do you notice is the biggest, because I want to move this for our listeners today, the biggest block or resistance that you find comes up with people when you're dealing with them with money?
I want to first say that you look stunning. I know this is not the path we were. I know your question had nothing about this, but I got to say.
Stop you there and laugh for a minute, because I wanted to say maybe this for our listeners. I did a massive change over Christmas, meaning I connected even deeper with my connection. So I'm getting all these emails from people going, did you de-age? Did you take some new makeup? Did you?
Yeah.
No, I just got even more happy, more at peace. So this is what happens, guys. Like, I always say it's like miracle cream, but just get more happy and get more connected and get dress.
You're shining. You're shining. You're shining. And when I came on, it's so cool that we can do the video because you look like an angel. Like you're shining like Marilyn Monroe. Like,
well, you made my day. I'll take all of that. And everybody else take it.
You got this radiance like just beaming from you. It's like, where are you?
Thank you. Yeah. Amazing. Well, I'll just bring that into everybody.
So to answer your question, I mean, I also have transitioned into serving a different kind of clientele, right? Because as a financial advisor, I could serve all kinds of different people. And I've gotten a lot of clarity around, you know, my own practice and my business. And I'm really working now with people that are ready to make change, that are ready to increase their belief that they can do more. They want the knowledge. They want to know what the financial stuff means. They're hungry for the concepts and the ideas. So I work with people now that are clear they want to change. They're clear about improving their financial situation and they're willing to take action. Whereas before I would maybe work with kind of, you know, anyone that came my way, but I'm more selective now because I could have worked with people that are on like a lower frequency or a lower energy that have the stories and the negative connotations about money. But now I'm attracting a lot of people that are ready for change. You know, tell me what I need to know. Educate me, please. I'm ready.
You know, it's interesting when you declare that, and anybody that's listening, you can declare this in any area of your life. And I'm so happy to hear you say that, because when we declare it, we start to change our paradigm, what we're walking into. I said that last year, I guess it was probably April. I said, I'm no longer going to work with people that are just interested in the one-off. I want people that want to be involved in a community, learn to help, really make change and take exactly what you said, action. And I think that's one of the misconceptions, and they get why, if you're looking at connection or spirituality or faith, they talk about it being hooey wooey or crazy, because you can't just sit there and have good thoughts and that's it. Like, I get it's a big part to transition the body, but there's a whole action. We live in a life where you got to keep moving. And so if we believe more in them, or we're trying to do more for them than they really want to do that for themselves, it's not going to get them the result they want.
Yeah.
So by declaring that, what made it look different in your reality with your connection with finances and people?
Well, I've started to change the way that I serve. And so I have kind of a pre-qualifier first, which is pay an initial fee for my time, pay an initial fee for the conversation we're going to have together, the overall analysis of your situation. So by instantly, you know, asking or offering to people like my upfront fee for, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours of my time is, you know, XYZ, I let them decide right then and there. You know, are you going to value my time? Are you going to value my expertise, my training, my study, like the qualifications I had to go through and the knowledge that I'm continually immersed in my company and our seminars and our own training. So we continually, you know, increase our knowledge about what we can do for clients so that we can do more for clients. So that's the first thing.
Yeah. What would be the biggest disconnect you find with people and their money? So we can start to clean this up for people that are listening. I notice still a lot of people have a real belief system that they can't learn it because they haven't learned it, or it's scary to learn, which takes money away. I don't know if anybody knows that, but when you can't dive in to learn something new, it's no different than when somebody's health is going sideways. And they're like, well, okay, that stuff sounds crazy. I've never been conditioned to it, so I was never programmed. And then all of a sudden, their health keeps going to crap. And they're like, well, I'm like, you got to learn new things. Learn. Yeah. So is that, like, do you find that people are resistant to want to learn new things when it comes to
me? Of course. Some people are, right? We, like, everybody should go back and listen to the previous two recordings we did, because we were flying high. You were clearing people. I was educating people. We were illuminating, clearing up misconceptions. That was super valuable. People got to go back and listen to those two, because this is a great primer for this conversation we're going to have.
I have to interrupt you because it says 11:11 on my clock right there. So that's got time.
Perfect. So good timing. So if you're hearing this, listening to this, you haven't listened, you got to go back and listen. So to answer your question, definitely people have what I call charges, you know, negative charges in the brain. A positive charge would be the encouragement or ability to move towards something. And a negative charge is run away, stay away from that. And money is the case for so many people around that, because naturally we're just afraid of what we don't understand. And the schools do not teach us, the community centers do not teach us. We've talked about this. Religion's not teaching us money. But that is total, totally lucrative. Sorry, ludicrous, because, you know, we need money on a day-to-day basis. You want to pay your rent. You want to have shelter. You want to eat food. You need money for that. You want to invest for the future. You want to have your kids go to school. You need to invest in all these things. So money is a necessary part of life. So we got to get real about that. Now, if it's something that you're going to be using in your everyday life, then maybe it's worth learning about, such as health. I've neglected health my whole life. I've always just had a fast metabolism and I've always just eaten whatever I wanted. But the last 5 or so years, I've really dealt with kind of a health crisis, like an energy crisis a little bit for me. I found out I might have been hypoglycemic. So I'm riding these sugar waves. So I'm spending time and energy now learning about healthy fats and complex carbs and simple carbs and all this stuff. And I'm investing in that, investing in a personal trainer, in a metabolic assessment, all these kinds of things. So you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in what you need to know, and you need to know about money.
Yeah. And it's great you say that, because there's also funny, you just talked about hypoglycemic. Somebody, I used to be like that, which is, and the energy behind it is the way the body's trying to calibrate really with life and the flow of life and where we're going. And so there's the whole energy component, right? So when you're really anchoring back into your power, you can have a lot of those issues. So yes, diet's a big part of it. But there's also, I always go on my YouTube, people are like, and that was one of the things they asked for me to actually do a video on. So interesting you brought it up. So confirmation, we have to do one. And I think that when it also comes to, people are forget that they are so programmed. And if anybody's listening, I want to just thank the hand of God of removing some of the paradigms you are programmed with around finances, but to open the awareness to be strong in the strength of being able to absorb new information and absorb what feels right for you, and really to expand, to get out of the box. Like I would say, is it safe to say that you get a lot of clients that are very much just kind of trying to find their way? Like they wouldn't even know what to grasp. Like I'm sure you suggest down with them, but they wouldn't know how to grasp. So what would be the number one starting point for someone that says, I'm so afraid of the money, or I don't want to look at it? You know, I see people who say, I can't have money, but they'll tell me they have stacks and stacks of bills and money that they haven't opened, like checks and everything in there. And they never bother to even open the letters. They're so afraid.
Yeah. So
what's the number one starting point? And I know we got to get people, you guys, you got to get connected with self so you can build this relationship. But if you say, okay, I need you to build a relationship with money, what would be that number one thing to someone who maybe doesn't know or understand what to do?
Yeah. You need someone else's outside energy to kind of bond with yours and help you. So somebody like a coach or an advisor, someone like myself, allows you to leverage their energy, and you kind of do this energy exchange so that someone who's comfortable talking about money can guide you in the right direction. So you need the knowledge, you need somebody that you can trust, somebody you can talk to, somebody who will make it comfortable and easy for you, which is, you know, probably why you keep having me on the show, because I make it easy and simple to understand. And I've had feedback from clients that tell me that one of my gifts is making complex concepts simple and easy to understand. So I think you have to have someone you trust. You have to talk to someone who knows what they're doing, who can make it comfortable and simple and easy to talk about. So I would say invest in a conversation with an advisor that you can feel good about talking with, will help you get a sense of your whole layout, your whole situation.
So when somebody is very empathic, or like right now, the energy of money is actually a bigger conversation than what people are really focusing on. They're like, okay, I wrote a book, or I did ABC. But the other issue is our systems are changing so much. And what I find is that people are afraid to change. So they're afraid to say, okay, I need to invest in something new because things are changing. And the way I did a whole clearing the other day with one of my groups, which I saw, meaning releasing them, because people don't understand that our governments have so much debt in the world, right? So much debt that it's just, what people don't know is their energy ties into the debt. So if we look at the government in our space, it's all over the news, but people don't talk about this, but Canadians have more debt than ever before. And they say, well, it's increased living, but our government has more debt than ever before. Mm. we run under the government structure, which creates more debt. And there's a tie there because we naturally are ruled by these people. And so there's an energy there that people have to start to understand that I'll clean for people if you're, we got to do it on a regular basis. So when they come to someone like you, it doesn't become such a big block to learning and taking charge of their money. And when I see that, for people listening, it's like, there's this whole thing around what? Take charge of my money. Like, it's really right now we're in a paradigm of breaking a slavery mentality, and how long that'll take, who knows, hopefully soon.
I love it.
Yeah, because
you're right.
Yeah, don't you find they feel like they're enslaved to their money? They're enslaved to governments. They're enslaved to everything.
Yes. Well, there's,
because they're like, whoa, I'm going to learn. Like, that's really scary.
Yeah, there's a general feeling of powerlessness.
Yeah.
It's a conversation of powerlessness. Right? When you don't have power, you give away your power. It's just a natural thing, right? If you don't feel you have authority, then you just let somebody else deal with it. So you let somebody else dictate your paycheck. You let somebody else dictate your bank balance. You let somebody dictate your payments, your car payments, your debt payments. You let somebody dictate what you pay for heating and electricity. You don't do that research yourself. But as individuals, everyone needs to understand, and I firmly, firmly believe this, is that we are individually free, sovereign, powerful beings. Every human being. Amen, right? Amen.
Yes, I'm sorry, guys, but that's true.
Yeah. Like, everyone has to realize that you have sovereignty, freedom. You know, like, right, if the listeners are listening, write down the word sovereignty and look it up in the dictionary. Understand that that's who and what you are. Nobody can control your body. It's your body. I tell my daughter, it's her body. She can do what she likes with it. You know what I mean? She can. It's not my right to say. I have no ownership over her body. That means, even though I may not like it, she has the freedom to do what she wants with her body in regards to smoking weed or drugs or cigarettes or alcohol. She doesn't do all those things, thankfully. But
what you're saying is that, yeah, you can't tell another. And if that's that road they have to go on. But what I wanted to do is let people understand that you don't have to be, we call it in my world, collective consciousness. So it's a belief, big belief system
to
plug into. But you do not have to, guys, plug into those systems. And that's what I want you to really, really get. It's why I decided to do this 4-week online class, was because people are like, Tracy, I'm still struggling. And there's that old saying, you know, if you can create a dollar, you can create a million. Then everyone's like, why? And I said, because you got to keep pulling up the layers of what is it that doesn't want to bring that through? What is it that, you know, people are afraid? I don't know if you've seen this a lot, but a lot is coming. People are afraid, if I make money, then I got to take care of my family. I got to take care of these people. These people are going to expect it. And there's all these belief systems if they start making a lot of money, and they're not even realize they're there. Like, I had the other day that said, Tracy, I feel like I'm poor and I'm making, like, you know, $500,000 a year, and I have all these assets. And it was a perception of a programming, basically, around I'm never good enough unless I'm constantly striving. So the never good enough unless constantly striving put him in a poor mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing when we got to the end of the exercise, he went, oh my God, like, I don't lack for anything. Like, I'm good, right?
Beautiful.
So you see that. So what are, if you say, okay, so we've got people that have money, people that are wanting to create more money. What would be the next step? So they build this relationship. They got to look underneath with the belief patterns. What's the biggest resistance you see with people from moving forward by changing their money patterns?
There's three things I want to talk about today, by the way. We've kind of touched on a little bit of each of them. I want to go a little more in depth. The biggest resistance that I see from people about changing their patterns, I think, you know, it's got to do with probably trust. You know, like, people don't trust banks. People don't trust insurance companies. People don't trust politicians. People don't trust, you know, like, the person at the grocery store. They don't trust the person behind the counter. Like, people just have a trust issues in general. So if you have those, it's so cool you talk about. This is weird. I'm staying in a hotel right now, and this is
crazy. You're like,
nobody knows I'm here. That's true. The phone for the hotel is right next to me. People don't. Like, people's trust issues come up. And so you talked about relationships and Chinese New Year at the beginning, which is so cool. My wife's Chinese. Happy Chinese New Year. The relationship thing is important. So you have a general lack of trust around, like, the world. You have a general lack around trust, people, government, systems. But at the very high levels of wealth, trust is their highest value. You know, trust is their number one priority and it's their highest value. So if you, I read a book called Millionaire Master Plan by Roger Hamilton. Great book, great servant leader living out of, I think, Bali or Indonesia now. But entrepreneur who has made, you know, a lot of money and done a lot of good, really great for serving. And he has studied these people at these different levels and each one has a different value system. And they ascend at the chakras too. They're connected to the, the chakras. At the top levels, it's just trust. You know what I mean? You trust people, you trust the universe, you trust that all will work out. You trust that your teams and your staff will execute. And people at the lower levels and the middle levels just don't have that. We have to earn that. We have to get that.
And I think one of the other great things you said, and I would like to actually, I'm just going to think ahead on moving some of this with people, is there, I find this a lot, whether it's your wanting, they want a new relationship, maybe they want to change your relationship with their money, maybe they want to change your relationship with, you know, an actual partner, they need to bring someone in. You guys got to start to remember too, don't say, well, that happened yesterday, so it's going to happen today or tomorrow. And, or everybody's been burned in an investment and everybody's been burned in a relationship or they feel like they've been burned. But basically what it is, guys, is we have to look at it and say, okay, we partook in this. So what was our, how did this serve me? What was going on? And if people can even start there, you'll start to find that their trust level starts to come forward a lot quicker, right? Because then you can see that if you change within, you'll start to attract a better quality of person that is going to honor their word, that is going to move forward.
That's the funny thing is the universe really does revolve around us. It's so weird, you know, because we're taught like the world doesn't revolve around you, but it does. We're the attractors for our experience, right? Everything we think, believe, and are is coming to us. There's this mirror effect all the time. I learned this a long time ago in a book called The Holographic Universe, which I totally recommend everybody grab because it turns out that the universe is holographic and everything is just a mirror and a reflection. And they've proven this with quantum physics now.
Yeah, they have. And that's for that science. And there's a point that I even noticed that even though people talk about the science and you need the science, there is a point you get to, guys, where when you get so connected, you don't care about the science anymore. But for people that are starting off, these are really good because you need to understand if you need your brain to have a flip and to trust and to say, you know, I can make an unlimited amount of funds. And then there's still that body that'll come up and say, no, you can't, or look at your past experiences. And this is where I say it's an accumulation of all the past experiences. Thank you, God. We got to start to remove out of the body. So, and then the other thing I like to override that and speak into people's systems is to understand that when that starts to move, then all of a sudden, you can do good things. So you and I couldn't do the things we're doing if we didn't make any money. And this is the one thing I want to drive home to people. The reason you want to learn more, it's not you're attached. You're not attached. That's very different energy. That's kind of a green energy. But right when you understand it and you have a relationship to it, the universe has this beautiful saying, when you don't need it anymore, you're going to get a lot of it. So you need to become detached from the outcome, detached from what it is. And I always say, look at it like play energy. You're playing with it. You're some of it's going to go away. Some of it's going to come back, but say, wow, because there is, it will come back to you in four ways if you keep engaging with it.
And love everything you're saying. You're totally right. And it reminds me of a book. Again, I'm talking about books because you get so much energy from books, right? Good books. So there's a great book that I read, Deepak Chopra, Creating Influence. I may have referenced it in another episode. Small little book, super simple, easy to read, you know, $15 or something like that. And Creating Affluence. And there's a section in it, lots of it stuck with me. He says, read 5 pages a day for as long as you can. And I did that for like 2 years and it just changed my life. The piece that I'm called to share is, he says, it filters through your knowledge. Your ideas and the universe's gifts to you filters through your knowledge. That's why you have to invest in higher learning programs, come on the radio show, listen to podcasts, read books, because everything the universe wants to give you will filter through your knowledge. So if all you know is working a job or working jobs, then your ideas and your abundance is going to filter through working a job, which I don't know if you know, people that work jobs and are employed get taxed the most and they make the least. But people who have businesses and are investors and invest, they make the most and they pay the least tax. So you need to educate yourself about the world's financial methods and financial structures and products and services, because it's going to filter through your knowledge. And that's why I think everybody at some point should be a business owner too, because you can serve more. And like I tell my kids, you'll always make more money with your mind than you will with your hands.
Yeah. And you know, and you can create a people with their hands. Well, there's where you can create, because you're going to get those ideas, right? And I know, I do know we're going to break soon, but I want to save some of that discussion around taxation. And I think it's really important that we talk about it when we come back after the break. And we need to talk about it, because it does create, there's a lot of energy we want to move around it with fear, and fear from governments, and fear of not paying enough, or fear of paying enough, or feeling like you're being raped over. Like, there's so much energy behind this.
Yeah.
And so I do want to talk about that. So how, and we're going to put, I've wrote some of the books down here, the ones that we didn't put on the last. I will make sure that you guys get links for the copies below for the books Michael talked about. So how can people reach out to find more about you and what you're doing and how you're changing? Because you're in a very aware advisor. I've gotten to know you so well now. And what I love about you is you're connected. You're really connected to faith. You're connected to understanding a much bigger version of law of attraction. So where can they find you if they want to reach out more to different alternative ways of looking at money?
Thank you. Thank you so much, by the way. Your community is very special. I love your community very, very much. And your community is a really special breed of people. I really believe that. And I've served in the last 6 months or 4 months or something like that, like so many of your people. And so I have a direct way, like your people can get direct access to me. Other people, it's like, so go to my website, go through a process. Your people are special. Your people are ready. Your people are tapped in, tuned in, turned on, as Abraham likes to say. So I will give my personal email. People can email me directly. It's michael.nlbg@gmail.com.
Wow, that's huge, guys. That's huge.
Yeah. I've helped so many of your people this past like 3 months, and it's been truly rewarding and just phenomenal experience all around with just about everyone from your community.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. The community keeps growing. They're an amazing bunch. So if you're listening to that and you want to reach out, please do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about the energy of taxation.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Ladies, are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues? You actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and we're having some fun today talking about the energy of money. I want to encourage you to check out the website, tracylclark.com. We have an incredible call tonight, 90 minutes. If you can't make it, you get the replay, and it's under the attend. We're trying a new system. So it's half price for you, cheap. I think it's like $12 or something. So you can start to shift into the energy of money, and you can start to shift into your relationships. It's Chinese New Year, so it's time to really step it up a little bit. Before we went to the break, though, Michael, we were talking about taxation and the energy behind it. And a lot of people don't want to talk about it. They're afraid to talk about it. But there's a lot of people, what they don't understand is that energy, because there's so much fear behind taxation and there's a lot of anger behind it. And it's true because everybody in the world is overtaxed and there is justification there if anybody's listening to it. It really is. But one of the energies that comes through for a lot of people being clear is because people don't like to see waste. And so when they feel there's waste or their money's been misused. And what people don't understand is because they see their money misused in the way they feel it should be done, and there's a lot of misuse, and that's just common knowledge, that bounces back into their own personal relationships with money and taxation. So what do you find? Like you just said, have a business to help alleviate some of the taxation. But do you ever notice the big, big, big pocket of fear around it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it takes a lot to start a business. It takes a lot of courage and knowledge and understanding and clarity to start a business and actually develop a successful business. That's a whole nother story.
Taxes, like I've seen people who are afraid to make more money because they're afraid they're going to lose their government benefits, or they're afraid to make more money because they don't want to pay more taxes.
It bundles
them all up, and then they live.
Taxes. Yeah, you said fear, right? You said people are afraid. Well, fear just keeps you paralyzed.
Yeah.
All fear does, it just keeps you paralyzed. So let's talk about taxes. Let's talk about the government. People need to understand that the government is a business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cities, countries, they essentially are a business. They run just like a business. They have profit. It's called GDP, right? They have, well, actually, I think more like sales is GDP, but they have staff to pay for just like a business. They have expenses just like a business. They have things that make them money. We were talking about parking tickets earlier, right? Parking tickets and tickets in general are a great cash cow for any city and any business, right? And then they have incentives that they want to give out, like loans and grants, just like a business to their employees. Now, in a government, in a country, their citizens are their employees. Think about that. As citizens, we're an employee. It's kind of like a network marketing program, actually. If you think about the government, I say a few things about the government.
Get out of it.
It's a necessary thing. You could call it a necessary evil, but like we talked about in a previous call, I really appreciate good roads, lighting on the roads, traffic lights that work, you know, people that fix the potholes. I really appreciate the healthcare and the hospitals and all these things, right? And I don't have to pay for these, but I pay for it through my taxes. You know what I mean? So this is you have to see the silver lining. I usually say a few things about the government. The government is the biggest bill collector, the most efficient bill collector in the world. Some people use the word pimp, but that's not a great, not a great term. But the government is a great network marketing program. You know, people think about network marketing programs as pyramids and scams, but they're legitimate businesses. The thing about network marketing is the people at the top make a percentage of the income or the production from the people in below, which is a lot like a company anyway, right? But the thing about the government is based on how you earn your income is how much money they make from you. So they make a piece of everything you do. That's a great business model, or it's a great network marketing program, okay? Nice. So the other thing to know, though, is that with the government and with taxes, always, 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 knowledge is power.
Yes. Okay?
So I want everyone to write down a website, www.whatsmyrefund.com. Okay? Whatsmyrefund.com. This is a fantastic service that I am sharing with. I'm so happy to share on this show with you and your audience, because I share it with all my clients. Whatsmyrefund.com. This is a tax recovery service, which will essentially go through 10 years of your taxes and see if there are refunds or credits that are owed to you that you're not claiming. Okay. This is a huge service, a very beneficial service. I've used this service myself personally. And it's fantastic for the everyday person because you don't pay anything up front. You don't pay anything up front. They don't charge you for the service. They'll go back 10 years and see if they can find you something. If they find something for you, then they ask for 33%. Their fee is 33% of whatever they find. So if they find $1,000, they're going to get $333. The other $667 is yours to keep. And you didn't do anything. And all they need is your name, your SIN number, your date of birth, and a signature giving permission.
And they didn't even know. That's what I call money out of thin air. And people always ask me that. They're like, Tracy, what is money out of thin air? So a lot of people think that money out of thin air is literally sitting there like this going, oh, it's just going to drop through the roof, which it's not, right? It's not going to drop through the roof. So
it filters through your knowledge, like we talked earlier.
Knowledge. And when you start to follow your intuition and open your intuition of your feelings and go, yeah, let me check out that site. If it's not going to cost you anything and you know, it's not thousands of dollars to go back, why wouldn't you at least check? Worst they're going to say is no, right? And I think this is this lovely relationship building, is that it starts to empower you that there are places to go. There are people to go that can help you. I think the biggest thing that we see with people with their money is, like you said, they get stuck because they don't know. And there is a lot of energy to clear around trust. It's coming up again with people that are listening. It's like, well, how do I know really trust them? Because again, my other advisor did this, or my other investment did this. And guys, I really want you to hear what Michael's saying, because it's really understanding. It's about relationship. It really is with the person you're working with. And things can go sideways any minute. Like it can, but that means that at that point, if it goes sideways and you're in it, or you've invested in something and the company's gone sideways or whatever, that was meant to happen. And I think that's the biggest thing people don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Money. Like, because there's a paradigm there that, oh my God, I lost 5 cents. And they get so.
Yeah. Bad. Yeah. Well, the energy of blame is an addictive energy. It's a low energy, but it's an easy way out, right? Too many people blame like the government for this, or they blame, well, they should have done that, or they'll blame their boss, or they'll blame. That's a low energy. Again, we're back at that powerlessness conversation. If you're blaming all the time, you got no power. You got no power. You're giving it all away to that person. Blame is you did it. Well, guess what? They're just going to keep doing it because you just keep sending the energy their way. Instead of using the energy for yourself, harnessing it yourself and making change.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So we were talking earlier, and I'm going to use myself as an example. And the city I live in doesn't let you park anywhere. Not allowed to park anywhere. So I either got to move or come up with something different. So interesting. I was very annoyed because I was like, really, the energy of the way the city was very, very low. Very, very, very. Yeah. It was a very nasty person. And I got off and I looked at it and I said, okay, how can this serve me? And actually, I said, all right, if it means I got to go, there's a reason. So I have my little temper tantrum. Sure, I did for 20 minutes because I don't believe that you need to be rude to anyone. So you're just saying hello, right? I think that that's not necessary. I think if people worked more in kindness, we would get a lot more done in the world. But I went, okay, like we have a solution. There's a creative solution. Worked out for so many months, so we'll figure it out, right? And I think that people also forget that when they're dealing with their money, you got to be asking for creative solutions, and you got to be asking to this blame energy you talk about. I hear it all the time. Like, I can't have another relationship, or I'm not going to invest because that person did that to me. We got to start to correct, and I'm going to thank the hand of God, reversing your perceptions, guys, to understand you were there to learn something or to experience something. And if you can harness that and stop blaming everyone, then look inside. Because I think that's the hardest thing for people. So look inside. They would see, I'm afraid to make money because of the way my parents handled money. I've seen people that are terrified to make money because they've seen their family lose their businesses and lose everything. So they're so terrified. Mm. It's paralyzation.
Yeah. The thing that people lack is that they don't look for the learnings. You know, like, you got to look for the learnings. I took some training a long time ago in NLP and something called timeline therapy, where we could go back through people's timelines and find the traumas or the things that created the blocks or the limiting beliefs and learn from them and release them. But the release only happened when the learning was observed. And the learning has to be positive, right? If the learning is negative, like, oh, they were just scammers, or they were just, like, you know, in it for the money, or they were just looking to screw people. No, there's no learning there. There's no gain. There's no power. The power is in learning. Like, I could have done more due diligence, or I could have done more research, or I didn't listen to my gut, or my instinct, or my intuition was telling me not to do that deal, but I didn't listen. That's the learning. When they receive the learning, then the pain's gone, the blame's gone, and the, like, new energy to move forward is there.
Well, it's so true. Someone said to me, Tracy, how come, like, I have clients that come and they literally, their body restores instantly. And I have other clients who they've come to workshop and they're still struggling. And I said, it's exactly that. Like, you can collapse timelines in a second. You can move things in a second, but they have to see the trauma, accept the trauma, have the awareness, and go, oh my gosh, like, I'm all good. You know, like, I can move along. You know, I have, I want to talk a little bit about what a little bit about worthiness and people in worthiness. I have this beautiful client who was holding on to an outcome of a bad relationship because, and I said, well, it's because of the money and the trauma. And then it was like, oh my gosh. And I said to her, you don't feel worthy. How come you're holding on to him to make you worthy? And the first thing she said was, because I was poor and I grew up poor and I was expecting him to take care of me and I was expecting him to do all this. And now he's not doing what I want. And now we're not together. And you see, it broke her whole paradigm. And then she said, oh my God, I've been living my whole life a lie. So people perceive me as one way and I'm not even truthful with myself. Well, there's an aha moment. So I said, now you can build a better relationship with your money because you don't feel worthy. Mm-hmm. That, like, but people would understand that you got to feel worthy. You got to feel empowered.
Yeah. But
right there, because she grew up poor, she did, and she felt at school she got shamed for being the poor kid. She got shamed for not bringing the right cookies and muffins to school because the other kids were like, you're poor, you're the poor person. And her whole adult life has been attached to wealthy men to create her to feel worthy, yet she's dying inside. But she thought the money would make her feel worthy.
Mm, yeah.
You see how that paradigm shifts there.
Yep. That's ugly. Not surprised at all. And that's what it's required to take, is to learn from it and transform it to create something new.
Move it and shift it. And I think that that's one of the big things out there. People just don't feel worthy. And it's a matter of understanding where did you pick that up? And most people nowadays, they're like, well, I got that. Well, guys, we're running. You're usually running from the subconscious mind, not the conscious mind.
Totally.
You're driving to work on the same route every day. You're not conscious about it. You're doing the same thing to your kids. You're not conscious about it because it's a pattern.
Yeah, that's right.
With their money, it's just that pattern that, you know, this is just how we do it. They don't take any time to even look at the money, look at the spending, look at why they're doing it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to talk about the three uns. Right? The three uns, that you're right about the subconscious, like 80% of our day, we're in the beta brainwave, which is the unconscious brainwave state. And they're run by the three uns. Everyone has one of them, at least one. The three uns are unworthy, undeserving, and unloved. Yes. Which one is your un? Whichever one your un is dominating your life, is dominating your finances, your way of earning income, way of doing business, way of working with money.
Yeah.
You got to work on those three uns.
It really is. And you hear that a lot. I don't deserve that. Or, you know, people's paradigms that are like, well, I only give. I'm only going to give. they don't receive. So even they can't, it's hard. Like, and the other thing I think I want to bring up is sometimes tell me, well, I don't have any money or this isn't my income. But then I tell them to go talk to their advisor or look, and they're like, oh, my house is worth this. Oh, I have these investments that are worth this. When's the last time you guys actually, like, Michael, how often do you recommend people to actually touch base? Because I'm finding all these people that actually have a lot of money. They're saying they're poor, but they don't even know what they have.
Yeah, you're so right. Like, sometimes I'll meet with someone, I do an analysis of their whole situation and break down all the numbers for them so they can see it. And at the end, I'll be like, you have a positive net worth of $330,000. And they'll look at me and be like, and what does that mean? And I'll be like, that is a very good thing. The majority of the population has a low negative net worth, or even a low or negative net worth. Like, their net worth is zero, or their net worth is in the negatives. You have a positive surplus in all of your, what you own minus what you owe, assets minus liabilities. You have a positive number of 300,000. Good job. Way to go. Like, they need to hear it. They need the validation. They need to hear it. So check in with your advisor often. Talk to someone about your money often, every 3 months, every 6 months, every year. Just check in, a phone call, an email. How's it going? How are things? Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm feeling. This is what we're doing. This is what our goals are.
Well, it was even when we talk about overflow and changing lifestyle. Now people don't think they can change lifestyle. And you and I talked about this about a week ago or whatever, because you and I both have a similar with your family and I do with my family goal for a couple months out of the year. And it's like, okay, so we've been discussing how we're going to move that. And, you know, guys, like, if you got to have things that you want to change with your lifestyle. If you don't know what you have, then how are you going to make? That is when you know what you have. And if someone knows they have $300,000 in positive, they can use that energy into overflow. Like, they can pull that in. I say it's like throwing a net out, literally cast the net out, pull all the rest of it in. And the physiology of the body, people say, why do I move my hands all the time? Because when you're actually going like this, you're signaling to the body, I'm bringing that to me. I'm bringing that to me. And when you're saying thank you, thank you, thank you in gratitude every day, you guys can pull in more wealth very, very, very quickly.
Absolutely. You get what you focus on. And I have to thank you so much, because I went to that event that you had for the families, the charity event at the city center there. And you gave those books about Realms of Glory, and my wife and I both read it. And in early January, I finished the book, and there's a whole chapter on wealth in Realms of Wealth. And let me tell you, Tracy, so let's tie this all together, okay? The tax situation, your knowledge, and the website I referred everyone to, whatsmyrefund.com. In there, he has all these stories of wealth just happening, wealth multiplying, wealth being received, and just, he talks about pulling it in and calling it in. I read the chapter, and I got a notice saying that I got a refund of $8,000.
Wow. Thank you, God. Wow. I love those stories. I love those.
Talk about spontaneous, unexplainable quantum manifestation of wealth. I read the chapter. I finished reading the chapter, and I used the service, and I used it in the past, and they got me a refund in the past. But out of nowhere, they said they got me a second refund for $8,000. This happened in January, and I was just like, I can't explain this. I can't explain it.
You shouldn't have to. And this is what I want to really get people to know. You don't need to explain it. Thank you, God. Bring it more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because you're open to receive. You've opened more to receive. We're going to have Joshua Mills back on the show. I just love what he's doing. You know, it's true. It's like the reason we talk about realms and moving. What realm do you guys want to stay in? Do you want to stay in the poverty realm? Do you want to stay in the lack realm? Do you want to stay in the lack of knowledge realm? Or do you want to say, I'm in this life and this is a journey? And, you know, you got Michael here who can answer all these questions. I can shift the energy for you. Like I said, hop on the 4-week class with everything. You'd be amazed what comes on those classes. Where if you're working with someone like Michael and you're hopping on a class like the Body Regen class all around money, answering your questions, you're going to dig deep. And it's going to suck sometimes, I do tell people, because all of a sudden you go, wow, I don't have to live like this anymore. Like $8,000, $10,000, $1 million. Why can't you pull it out? You can't.
Yeah.
And to have it last and not have it leave, if you start to understand that. That is a beautiful testimony. He'll love hearing that. I always show him the testimonials. But it's true. It's like what you read, right? You're reading the energy of high vibe, and look, you get a refund.
Yep. And the refund was out of nowhere. And here's the funny thing, guys. This is my major testimonial for this service. My dad, you guys may have heard in the other podcast, any other episodes we did, my dad was a bank manager and so was my mom. And my dad and I did my taxes together every year. And I've been doing that since I'm 18 with my dad. We still do it. He's a very smart man. He's done thousands of tax returns for people. And I get a refund almost every year because I know the tax laws, because knowledge is power. And I'm legitimately utilizing the tax laws and my business to my advantage. So I get a refund every year, a couple $100, 800, maybe 1,000, whatever. But for me to get a refund from this service, this is just divine. This is just what you get, what you focus on. And I focus on high energy, high abundance, high frequencies, happiness, joy. And the universe gives you more of that.
Yeah, and it does. And I think that's a big thing that people I want you to understand is that your money should be your friend. And I really want to thank God of where it hasn't been your friend, have it be your friend. It's why we like having you on. It's why people ask for you to come on a regular basis, because they really need more education, more books. But guys, it starts with you. Like Michael can tell you to read this. I can tell you shift the energy and read this. But you have to really step up and say, I'm worthy to learn this. I'm worthy. Because I do have people that I'm like, reach out to Michael and they're like, oh, I don't know. I'm busy. I'm afraid. They'll find every distraction. Every distraction. I told another girl today to reach out to you. She's like, I'm doing that. But she asked me 3 months ago. But she goes, I found every distraction. Why? Because if they do, it takes a step in learning.
Yes.
Or me, it takes a step in learning their life is going to change. And what does that look like if your life really changes? Mm-hmm. Everyone says, I want $1 million, but wait a minute. You win $1 million tomorrow. Are you ready to handle that? Do you have the right people in place?
Yeah.
Can you manage it properly? Your life will change. So I'm going to lose friends, you're going to lose family, you're going to lose all sorts of things.
Yeah. I have to give a shout out to Kasia Katarzyna Juszczyk.
Oh, Kasia, yes.
Kasia. From your community.
So last week, yeah.
Gotta give a big shout out to her because she's a prime example of someone who is terrified, but reached out to me in baby steps. So this is the thing for people that are scared. If you're listening, you're watching, baby steps. She reached out to me, sent me an email when we did our first episode, I think, or second episode. She said, I loved the podcast. I'm so triggered. Thank you. I will be in touch. I swear. This was 3 months ago. Then I think 2 months ago, she reaches out. I think I'm ready now. What do you recommend? Well, I recommend we just have a simple conversation and just see where it goes. Then a week later, we booked another conversation. Then a week later, we booked another conversation. I was able to help them. They were given the wrong products. She can tell you. They were given some of the wrong insurance policies. It was going to cost them a lot of money in the long term. I was able to help them switch to better products that have more benefits and will save them a ton of money in the long run. And we're getting them set up with like a will and putting their structures in place for their family because they have kids, right?
It's amazing how many people don't have wills or insurance and they have children in debt. And I'm like, whoa. Guys, if you don't have wills and insurance and you have children in debt, you actually need to adjust that energy and I'll start to move it. Why? Because this actually will, if you get that in place, it actually does solidify your foundation energetically to create more. A lot of people have a belief system, if you do insurance or wills, that you're setting up to die. That's a bunch of crap. I don't know who came up with that. It's not true. There's actually a reverse that it lays your foundation to create more because now you're honoring what has to happen to the rest of your family.
Thank you so much for saying that. There's so many like spiritual people in our community, in the spiritual world, in the awareness world that just think, don't do insurance. It's like you're bringing on the energy of death. No, you're not. You're bringing on the energy of protection, of abundance, of wealth, of prosperity, of maintaining wealth and your like happy situation throughout your family's generations. That's what you're doing. You're totally right and brilliant to say you're laying a foundation. It's like you're a farmer. You need to protect your farm. You put a fence around your farm. You invest in the soil. You invest in like fertilizer so that the ground is good so that it bears great fruit.
You got it. And you know what? I can't believe we're at the top of the hour here. Guys, I want to encourage you to reach out to Michael. He's going to tell us his email one more time. And check out the Body Regen class. It's on my website, tracyhlclark.com, and the event tonight. Let's get you set up. I really want you to move through for 2019 and make this your year. It's the Chinese New Year. It's a great time to kick it off. New Moon last night. So where can they find you? We will have you back. We will have you on Instagram again. We'll go live. So follow me on Instagram because you'll see Michael pop up there in the next couple of days with me. So where can they find you before we go?
Your community, like I said, is very special to my heart, very close right here with me. So they get to email me personally, michael.nlbg@gmail.com.
thank you. And you can do that anywhere you are. So make sure you do that. Have a fabulous week. Next week, I believe we have Ingrid Delmar Kenny on talking about the French way of living health style. And she will get your body strong with nutrition and give you a few packs. We've had her on before, but it's a lot of fun. You'll love her, Michael. She's got a lot of French ways of being. I was just on her podcast. We had a great time. And I'm so happy for you guys listening. Thank you for understanding. I hope you get a little bit more of a clue on the energy of money. I want you to check out Michael and see he's helped our community. This is what we do at TracyLClark.com, is make sure you guys are in a community that's always watching out for you and bringing you the right people. So we'll see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show, right back here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.